Getting your first 100 listeners. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 26. The hardest part of podcasting is not the technical setup. It is not buying the microphone, and it is not editing the audio. The hardest part is going from zero listeners to 100 listeners. Most beginners suffer from what I call the field of dreams fallacy. They think, if I build it, they will come. They spend 3 months perfecting their cover art, they upload their first episode, and then they just sit back and wait for Apple Podcasts to make them famous. And when they get 3 downloads, and 2 of them are from their own mother, they get depressed. Here is the harsh reality. There is no organic discovery for a brand new podcast. The algorithms on Spotify and Apple are designed to amplify momentum. If a show is already getting clicks, they will push it to more people. But if a show has zero momentum, the algorithm ignores it completely. So, how do you get that initial momentum? You have to do things that don't scale. You have to engage in hand-to-hand combat. You cannot rely on a generic tweet that says, "New episode out now, link in bio." Nobody cares. You have to recruit your first 100 listeners one by one, manually. Here is the specific, actionable strategy for today. First, you need to find out where your exact target audience hangs out online. Is it a specific subreddit? Is it a private Facebook group? Is it a LinkedIn community? Go to those groups. But do not, I repeat, do not just drop your podcast link and run away. That is spam, and you will be blocked immediately. Instead, you are going to use the give first technique. Scroll through the forum until you find someone asking a detailed question that you actually answered in your latest podcast episode. Write out a massive, highly valuable, thoughtful answer directly in the text box. Give them the solution right there for free. Then, at the very bottom, add a simple PS. Write, "By the way, I actually just recorded a 20-minute deep dive on this exact topic. If you want to hear more details, you can listen to it here." When you do this, you aren't a spammer. You are a helpful expert providing a resource. The person who asked the question will almost certainly click it out of gratitude. And because you left it in a public forum, dozens of other people searching for that same problem will find it for months to come. That is how you recruit listener number one. Then, listener number two. You also need to text every single friend, family member, and colleague who might find it remotely interesting. Send them a personal message. "Hey John, I finally launched that podcast I was telling you about. It would mean the world to me if you listened to the first 5 minutes and told me if the audio sounds okay. Ask for a favor, not a follow. Getting to 100 listeners is going to feel like pushing a boulder up a hill. It is slow, it is frustrating. But once you get 100 true fans who listen every week, the boulder reaches the top. The algorithm wakes up, and gravity starts doing the work for you. Stop waiting to be discovered. Go out and recruit them. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about choosing a podcast title and why being clever is killing your growth. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting."